the WEOL Morning Show on AM 930 WEOL at WEOL.com and also on the WEOL mobile app. Thanks for joining us this morning. And on the line joining us is Andrew Campanella. He is the National School Choice Week President. The National School Choice Week is coming up January 20th through the 26th. He is here to talk about the educational options we have for our child. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, what is the purpose of this one sort of week here in January for National School Choice Week? What's the purpose of it?
Absolutely. Well, every child across our country deserves a great education. And the goal of School Choice Week, the purpose, is to let parents know about all of the different choices available for their children's education so that their kids have every opportunity to be inspired in school and successful in life. And so the way we do that, the way we help raise awareness of these choices, is by encouraging schools and organizations to hold events and activities to inform people, and there's going to be 40,000 of those all throughout School Choice Week.
What are some of the options that we have for our children?
Absolutely. Well, School Choice Week focuses on all of the options available, and there are so many different types of schools now. Everything from traditional public schools to charter schools, magnet schools that focus on themes like math, science, or the performing arts. You have private schools, full-time online schools, and also homeschooling. Families today have more choices for their kids' K-12 education than at any other time in history.
When people are looking to match that up, what are the things that they, put on the list? And obviously the child is an important part of this. How much of participation do they have in this decision, I guess?
Well, parents and kids should work together and talk constantly about their school choice options. Parents need to be talking to their kids about what inspires them at school, what motivates them, what challenges them. And what I tell parents who are wondering, should I switch schools, is if your child hates school on more days than they like school, you might want to look into your choices.
And when do they become, is it like with most schools, they start in the fall, they go through, through the end of the year. So something that's happening now, this is for them planning for the next fall, or is school kind of working on a 12-month cycle some places too?
Well, it does in some places, but most schools are still the traditional having summer off type of situations. So what we encourage parents to do is, if you're looking for a school for the next school year or you think you might want to make a change for next year, what you should do is start the process now. Start during National School Choice Week. Look at your options. Make lists of schools in your area. Consider your family's criteria. Visit schools with your kids. Ask as many questions of school administrators as possible. Talk to other parents and then narrow that list down. If you start now, you'll have time. If you wait until summer break, you'll find that there are fewer options available.
Andrew, is there a good place online for people who want to sit at the computer and maybe do a little preliminary work to get information about what's in their area?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, which is schoolchoiceweek.com. schoolchoiceweek.com, and download a guide to school choice in your state. It's completely free. We also have videos that people can watch, tips for choosing schools, information about all those different types of schools I mentioned. You name it, it's on that site.
And then they have to figure out the cost and how that works. There's always vouchers or something involved in the payments for some of these?
A lot of these types of schools that I mentioned, public schools, magnet schools, charter schools, online schools, they are all tuition-free. And for private schools, you can sometimes get a state-funded scholarship if you can't afford it, or a private scholarship. So there are more options available than you may think. Don't assume that these schools are going to cost you extra money.
It's good that you spend this week kind of here in the winter months sort of investigating, and then you can kind of get the information on them. And then maybe even visit some of these. Obviously, it's like almost like a campus, if you're going to do something that has actual place as opposed to online, it's a good idea, obviously, to get that information too.
Absolutely. And we want people, again, to start the process now, download a guide to school choice, make a list of schools that meet their family's criteria, and absolutely visit those schools with your kids. And remember, to ask questions because you are the one conducting the interview.
National School Choice Week, January 20th through the 26th. Our guest this morning is the NSCW President, Andrew Campanella. Andrew, thanks for your time this morning and sharing the insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.